record. It was so good that the trustees met and created a brand new scholarship and offered it to him. And he didn't have to pay for anything, uniforms, anything. Didn't even have to go out for athletics, other than he had to participate in one intramural sport.
Yes.
But it was all he did. He was first team football and basketball at the Citadel by his sophomore year, and then the Army got them all, and he went in.
It seems like your family. Did y'all know any hard times in the 30s? I mean,
No, not well. Let me put it this way: I had a father who was kind of from the old school, and Dad never brought home any problems. I'm sure he, when I think back on it, I really don't know how things were working, because nobody was building houses during the depth of the Depression. And yet I didn't know there was a Depression going on, and I was old enough to have known if it had been talked about. And we have always lived fairly conservatively. We did almost anything we really wanted to do, but we never have been any real plunges in the family. So we just went on like we always had.
Can you tell me about the first house you lived in when you were coming up?
Well, the only house I ever lived in.
You mean the one in town?
The one I lived in town was the only house I lived in. The house that my father was raised in was situated where the television station is, WB, whatever it is, Channel 6.
Yes.
On the corner of Harvey and Washington. On that corner, right where the television station is, was where my, was where my grandfather built his house and my father was raised. When my mother and father married, they lived in the house there with his parents for about a year or 2 years. And then they went way out on the edge of town, which is right up in the middle of town now, and built the house. And they moved in that house in February of 1927, in a brand new house. And the levee broke a month or two later. So I left Greenville. We all went up the night. They tell me this now, because I was 8 months old. My brother was a little over 3 years old.
Yeah.
And so they blew the whistle, and we all went up to the big house, we called it, where my grandfather was, because it was two stories. And they had five cars up on the gallery, they called it, up on the porch. Went all the way around the house, and they rolled the cars up on the porch. And that house never went underwater. The water came right up to the bottom step of the house.
Really?
So Greenville, it looked flat, but it was very 10 or 12 feet in elevation. So you had some places that didn't get the front yard underwater.
It's flat now.
It looks flat. It's not flat. See, there's a difference of several feet from here to the levee. It's higher over there, probably 6 or 7 feet higher at the levee than it is here. So if the water gets on it, it'd be 7 feet deeper here than it would over there. Mm-hmm. So that water's gonna level everything out.
Yep.
So we all stayed up there, and then the doctors told all the ladies with young children to get out of town because of typhoid and danger of sickness. But they wouldn't let the men go. And I've just sort of picked this up for a little bit here and a little bit there. I think what actually happened, this was an agricultural economy. And you had to have a lot of labor to operate everything we had. It wasn't any automation. Well, most everyone, and we're talking about the blacks, there were some white sharecroppers, but not nearly as many. Most everyone was in debt to one degree or another.